This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant physician. We're joined today by Dr. Abra Agrawal. And Dr. Agrawal is going to talk to us about her career, about her health system, trends that she's watching, and a lot more. Dr. Agrawal, can I ask you to take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself and about your health system today, and then we'll go from there.
Certainly. Thank you for having me join your nationally recognized podcast. And definitely, Mr. Becker, it's a privilege to talk to you. Presently, I'm serving since January of this year as the president and CEO for Lawrence General Hospital, which is located in Lawrence, Massachusetts, 189-bed, level 3 trauma, community hospital, which is also very mission-oriented, nonprofit independent system. It's really, in terms of my career, has been I call it a long, scenic, and adventurous journey from a small town in northern India where I grew up to being a hospital CEO in the US. And the most frequently I'm asked the question, well, how did you plan and execute this career path? And my most honest answer is that I didn't. I think the biggest thing for me has been a very relentless desire and quest to make an impact on people and communities around me. And the other foundational factor for me has been the love of the medical profession and a deep awareness that healthcare professionals are also, have the extraordinary privilege to care for other people during their time of illness. But therefore, with this privilege comes a sense of responsibility, and we have to have a relentless desire and need to make care better, safer, more accessible, affordable, equitable, personal, humane. So that has been sort of my quest, understanding what that means and how I can be part of creating systems and environments of care so that enables the best possible care for people. And that's what led me to being a physician, to being trained in internal medicine, as well as informatics fellowship at Yale, served as the chief medical information officer, and to my present role here in Massachusetts.
And take a moment, because many people don't know this. You spent time at both Harvard and at Yale. And I'll ask you the easy question. Are there people smarter at Harvard or at Yale?
I don't think I can get into that. I can just tell you, I was super excited to be at both. Especially where I grew up, this idea that I could be at any one of the Ivy League university was absolutely a dream come true for me. One thing I would say, that people are so driven, so intelligent at both of these places. Just me, I'm insatiable, curious person, and I love learning through osmosis, through watching other people. And beyond any formal education or training you could get at any of those places, just being there makes you smarter and more driven through osmosis, through absorbing that environment. I'm grateful beyond words for that.
Now, I'll tell you, in the culture that I grew up in, my mother or father would say my son, he went to Harvard, in some kind of accent, and they wouldn't be able to help themselves. Were your parents able to help themselves in telling everybody that you went to Harvard or Yale, or were they able to hold back on that? Because my folks would be like, oh, I haven't told you yet, my son, he went to Harvard. But your folks, were they better about that or worse?
I think I can't say better. I think they are very proud, no question. But especially my father, he is absolutely, humility has to be your most foundational value. And if you are showing off anything, there is something flawed about your character. He believes in that to the deepest, to his core. So one, I can't tell him to show off, and he wouldn't. And if I showed off, I have a flawed character. So they're very restrained, especially my father. And I think so am I. I wouldn't even start with this question. So.
No, that's fantastic. So tell us about whenever anybody takes over a new role, people approach it in different ways. What is your approach to taking over as CEO of Lawrence General? Do you spend the first 90 days? How do you look at that? How do you approach the first 90 days?
Yeah. So great question. You know, one is that I joined as a CEO here, and there would have been the normal trajectory of being a new CEO in a new hospital. What has been even more interesting here is what's going on around us, especially with the national news on Steward Health System. And two of their hospitals are pretty much in our backyard within 4 or 5 miles of us, and therefore tend to deeply impact us. But let me first talk about our hospital, and then I'll talk a little bit about how I'm viewing this ecosystem. I joined here on January 2nd, and January 4th, we had a reception, and I thought quite a lot about, you know, how do I set my priorities, my agenda, so that everybody knows who I am, where I came from, but what my agenda here is, immediately speaking. And I sort of talked about our 5 priorities here. And I think that, 6, 7 minute, 10 minute at the most, remarks or a speech has been extremely helpful to everyone, from the board to our executive leadership to our staff. And I'll share with you what those were. So the point here is, you have to be very clear in communicating with people how you are viewing this organization and what your priorities and expectations are. Because if you don't, it's very hard for everyone to rally around the leader. So number one, we have to absolutely foundational is to provide safe, quality, accessible, equitable outcomes for our patients. If we don't do that, we have no business being in business. We shouldn't be doing that. In healthcare, if we cannot be absolutely focused on quality and safety and equity, we should not be running a hospital. We should not be a hospital. Second, we have to take care of ourselves and our staff. We have to start creating, stress, burnout, everybody knows. We have to create environments of healing and kindness and caring for each other and therefore for patients. If we do not start to take care of our staff, and of course there are, labor costs and all of those considerations, but the foundational reality that we must take care of each other and ourselves and our staff, that's going to be essential. Without that, we can't deliver the first goal. The third is our financial, resilience as an organization. We are a safety net hospital, essential health system, anchor institution to Lawrence, Massachusetts, which is very diverse, predominantly Hispanic, Dominican, Puerto Rican community, lot of English speaking, low median income, just like we have fault lines in Chicago between West Side, South Side, Loop, the Loop, etc. There is a fault line between Lawrence, Massachusetts and Andover, Massachusetts, where median income is high, racially different, high housing prices, etc. So we have the realities of 70% of our payers being Medicaid, Medicare, lower reimbursement rates. So how do we make sure we have a financially resilient, strong hospital for the next 150 years? So this hospital has been here for 150 years. Lawrence is a gateway community to immigrants, started by mill workers' wives to take care of those people. So that's kind of the third priority. The fourth, DEI, we have to continuously be mindful of, having diversity, belongingness from the board to executive leadership. And fifth was somewhat unusual that people thought, and now everyone is excited, is about equity or how to bridge digital health equity. How do we do innovation, technology-driven, AI-driven, a lot of conversation about AI, even for a smaller hospital that positions us well for the quality and safety and the future of healthcare that brings. The last point, though, which I think resonated the most, and I have written about this on LinkedIn, is as well, is that we have to be guided by an ethic of love in healthcare. And, you know, all of this is going to be doable only when we are creating a culture of healing and kindness and caring, and really grounded in the ethic of love. That's when I will be effective and everyone around me will be effective in doing what we have to do. Of all the things that I said, I think the ethic of love resonated the most with everyone. And I think we have now lapel pins to, you know, ID badge things, and that has resonated. I think there is a need in the human heart to talk about care and kindness, and I think that has resonated the most. So that's kind of our hospital. I hope it gives you a bit of an idea.
Let me ask you a follow-up question. I mean, I love your leadership. I love your perspective. I love your career journey. And I love the journey from Northern India to Yale and Harvard. What a beautiful life story. Talk to us for a moment, and humble parents as well. Talk for a moment about, what are you most focused on and excited about this year, Dr. Agrawal? What are you most excited about this year?
Yeah. So we, beyond making this organization strong, as I said, the national crisis of steward healthcare is around us, and that has consumed a lot of my focus and attention. Two of these hospitals are in our backyard. So one, my concern is if there is a rather abrupt reduction or closure of services, then, you know, how do we make sure that we are able to provide care to those patients who come to our emergency room, our hospital, and how do we not hurt the community? The second focus is that we are talking that in case there is, if and when there is a transition from steward for these two hospitals, that a most logical regional healthcare solution, how do we, would, could be led by Lawrence General Hospital. In other words, how do we reimagine healthcare in this region called Merrimack Valley that provides a healthcare system that is effective, culturally aligned, and mission-oriented, putting patients before profits. And that this could be a regional healthcare solution led by Lawrence General Hospital. I think that has resonated well because typically people do not expect safety net systems to be taking over leadership roles. Typically, they are viewed as saddled with their own problems. And I think we are, I am, the hospital is, the board is proposing that we get out of this mold and start to view safety net and essential health systems with much greater credibility and with much greater value in terms of what they bring to the larger healthcare ecosystem. So that's my goal for this year, to make Lawrence General very strong and see if we can, how do we position ourselves for the next 150 years to serve this community.
What a fantastic perspective, Dr. Agrawal, and I love this concept. More and more safety net hospitals taking care of the community and also being of tremendous quality. And that vision is so important for health equity, for everything else that you talk about. Dr. Agrawal is always CEO and president of Lawrence General Hospital in Massachusetts. I want to thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast and also giving us a little bit of education on that divide between Lawrence and Andover and so much more. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.